Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday evenings on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Keith Christine and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Next Tech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
And again, welcome to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're with Keith Christine, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton girls basketball team. Two games since we talked last, coach. You fall the Thunder Ridge 62-34 on Friday night, but you win 51-29 over Osborne on Saturday in the preseason tournament to conclude that one there in Downs. Over these last two games, Thunder Ridge jumped on you. They got a nice run going there at the end of the first half, end of the start of the second half, and kind of put you away early there in the second half. What were your thoughts of the Thunder Ridge loss there on Friday?
Well, Dusty, my thoughts are you got to shoot better than 23%, and the other team can't shoot 75%, and, you know, a guy might be in the game. But, no, I thought we came out ready to play to start with. Brenna picked up a couple fouls, and she said on the bench the whole second quarter, but I felt like we played some pretty good ball in that time because we were in control offensively of running offense. And I thought we moved around defensively. Yeah, they went on a little run to go up at halftime, but I still felt comfortable where we were at because Brenna was sitting on the bench, and we never got down real big. Coming out the second half, we just couldn't do anything right, and everything that Thunder Ridge did was the right thing for them to do. We never took care of the ball. We turned the ball over time and time again. Thunder Ridge is very aggressive on the boards. I mean, they got every rebound, seemed like almost every loose ball. But again, we just struggled shooting the ball with open looks. And I thought Thunder Ridge, they were just shooting unconscious. So needless to say, when you got a team that's shooting well and another team not shooting very well, it can get out of hand, and that's what it did. But again, you know, I thought the girls played hard the second half, but just the firepower that Thunder Ridge threw at us, we just got behind and stayed behind and lost the ball game.
Bounced back with a 51-29 win again on Saturday there against Osborne. Just some overall quick thoughts on this game. You jumped out early and really didn't look back in that one.
Well, you know, Dusty, after coming off the loss from Thunder Ridge, it was nice to come bounce back right away without having to dwell on the Thunder Ridge loss, you know, for a weekend or what have you. But I thought we came out and ran our offense a lot better against Osborne, and defensively we moved around and were hitting the boards a little bit harder. We got a lot of girls involved in the game, which was nice to see because, again, you know, we talk about developing depth. You know, it was nice to see the girls play with different girls that come off the bench, you know, because I think that's only going to make us better down the line. But, again, we just got to be more consistent. Rebounding, our defensive efforts got to be there each and every defensive possession, as well as offense. Sometimes we just get in – well, this year we have gotten in too big a hurry running our offense, and if our shots are not falling, we just keep that up. You know, that's something in the past I felt the St. John's Tipton Lady Jays have done really well, is valued the basketball, and each and every offensive possession we got good shots. But, again, it was a nice win against Osborne, especially, and we went 2-1 in the tournament, so we got to be happy there.
Rock Hills, your final game before the semester break coming up on Friday night. Some quick thoughts on the Grizzlies. They're 0-4, kind of struggling this year.
Well, yes, they are, but again, you know, something that we've talked about often and as far as with the girls is, you know, we got to be ready to play. You know, each team knows that they're going to have to play as well as what they can against us in order. And if they do, they can be in the ball game, especially if our shooting continues like it is. You know, I look to come out and be consistent in everything we do as far as offense, defense, and, you know, just get a little more enthusiasm geared up there. It seems like we're playing tight, and hopefully we can come out and play well against Rock Hills down here at Beloit and go into Christmas break 4-1.
K Keith Christine, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays, in the locker room chat. Again, thanks for the time, and good luck on Friday against Rock Hills.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
Stop in Brown's Electronics, 705 North Mill and Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon-authorized retailer. Check out all the new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the award-winning Hopper, a whole-home DVR system that allows you to record up to 8 shows at once and a 2-terabyte hard drive, and also features Sling, which gives you the option to watch TV on any device, anywhere, plus many more features. Learn more at Brown's Electronics, 705 North Mill and Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
Simple facts. No one wants to be hot all summer or cold all winter. You are going to spend money on utilities. Don't lose control of those expenses. Get control. You can control those expenses even when you are not there. You can control them from anywhere. With a Bryant system customized to fit your needs, now you control the most potential for money savings in your home. What other products do you use in your home every day that can save enough of your hard-earned money to pay for itself and keep putting money in your pocket? Let Willow Spring Services help put money back in your home with the right Bryant for you. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Nextech Internet or upgrade your current speed, and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Nextech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Nextech for details.
And welcome back in our locker room chats on Katie Ketcher 94. We're joined now by Lance Bergman, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay boys basketball team. Coach, 2 wins since we talked last as you finish out with the tournament championship, the preseason tournament in Downs. You won over Thunder Ridge 74-33 Friday, came back with a 62-47 win over Osborne on Saturday. And I know that a big thing was made there, your 100th career win as well there at St. John's. I'm sure you're proud of that, and you're probably going to tell me that has a lot to do with the kids that play for your program as well. What are your overall thoughts of these last two games?
Well, yeah, you just took away probably the exact quote I was going to use by making that concept. You know, I had a lot of people tell me they didn't realize that, you know, that game could have been the 100th win. My wife actually tried to leave in the third quarter, and somebody looked at her and says, "You might want to stick around for this one." And then my mom had called me and made a comment, and they're like, "Why didn't you tell us?" It's like, because it's not about me, it's about the boys. And, you know, they're really excited about it. I know last year that the boys had tried to figure it out at the beginning of the season what it would take to get that 100 wins, and they knew even if they went 26-0, they were going to fall 2 games short. So I knew a little bit about it last year. And then, you know, Riley Gates, he really tracked it pretty well. And so Parker, and he had it pretty much on his mind. And, you know, Brian and Julie was definitely ready with the sign, kind of surprised me with it. But it was exciting. But, you know, I wouldn't be there without the kids. As you said, you know, every year they come out and work really hard. Friday night, I thought we came out, and I was very impressed with the way Thunder Ridge came to play. I thought they showed a lot of energy, really got after it, hustled. Of course, you know, we might have beat them on the scoreboard pretty bad, but I was actually really impressed with the way Thunder Ridge played. It caused our boys to be able to focus during that game and make sure that they worked hard and got better. And that's all I can ask out of the kids, especially in a game like that where, you know, points-wise it might not look like it's that close. But we really did get a lot out of that game. And I was really happy, of course, with the end result. But I was happy that I felt like we got better on that game on Friday night. And then on Saturday, you know, I thought we were going to see a little bit more athletic type of team that matched up with us. I actually thought the grade backs could shut a little bit better. You know, we came out and our man got in a little foul trouble, and the kids forced me to go zone. I was actually asked if I ever play zone by one of the kids, and I said, unless I have to. And I told him, I said, at halftime, I said, "Well, if you're going to make me go zone as a coach, you better play zone defense like you did in the second quarter." So I was really, really impressed with the way they focused and played great defense there in the second quarter after getting in foul trouble, and kind of had me a little upset. And Osborne was making a little run, and that really, really sparked us, not only defensively but offensively. And you know, I thought that was kind of the key in the game, was the way they played in that second quarter and allowed us to get that big lead. Because if I'm not mistaken, Osborne outscored us in the second half. But in the third quarter, it showed why I don't like to play zone very much, because you can get lazy, and we kind of started to, and let Osborne get a little confidence when Colin was able to find his shot. And it was just, you know, trying to slow him down was tough. We went back to our man, and the boys did a good job of finishing out the game.
Again, you have the two wins there. You finished with the preseason tournament championship. Some quick thoughts on your final game before the break. You have Rock Hills coming up on Friday night. Always tough battle with the Grizzlies, a team that's 2-2 coming in.
Yeah, Rock Hills is, you know, just always a great battle for us. You know, the year we won state, we played them on a short week, and they came out and really gave us a battle. Last year, they, you know, did a great job of attacking the basket and kind of controlling the tempo that they wanted to third place. And, you know, Mascot does a great job of getting his kids to do what they want to do. And, you know, I try to do the things that I want our kids to do and really coach them. We've fortunately had an extra practice this week since we didn't have a game on Tuesday, but we actually missed out on a practice Monday due to Scholars Bowl, so I guess it kind of evened out. But we're really excited to see another good team that'll give us a little barrier of where we're going to be at going into Christmas break, find out what we need to work on. They'll really do a good job of trying to exploit some of the things that we may not be the best at, so we're going to have to make sure to play our game and, you know, go out, have fun. And as I always tell the boys, it's a lot of practices in between the next game on the, when you have the game right before Christmas break. So that's going to be fresh in our minds. So we want to make sure that we come out ready to play and really get after it.
Lance Bergman, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays here in the Locker Room Chats. Again, we thank you for your time this week, Coach, and good luck against Rock Hills Friday night.
All right, thank you very much, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Nextech.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Nextech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
We're Willow Springs Services in Beloit. We do a lot of routine and seasonal maintenance work in our 6-county area. We also do our share of new construction projects.
But what about in an emergency? When you need an electrician or a plumber, who do you call?
Willow Springs customers know the answer. When you can't wait, we'll be there for you.
For your plumbing, cooling, heating, and electrical needs, Willow Springs Services in Beloit.
Find out what we can do for you. Whenever you need it done, give us a call today, 738-2474. We'll be right there to help.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all the new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the award-winning Hopper, a whole-home DVR system that allows you to record up to 8 shows at once and a 2-terabyte hard drive, and also features Sling, which gives you the option to watch TV on any device, anywhere, plus many more features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, the State Bank of Downs, and by Nextech.
And we're back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're now with Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside girls basketball team. Three games, coach, since we talked last, and you finished out your preseason tournament with a win over Osborne, and then a nice win on Saturday over Thunder Ridge, 42-39, to finish that tournament 2-1. Overall, how pleased were you with the way you finished, and especially picking up that win against Thunder Ridge on Saturday?
Well, you know, I told the girls coming into the tournament that one of my goals for the year was to beat Thunder Ridge or St. John's, and after we played Osborne, we kind of played sluggish. You know, we come out Saturday against Thunder Ridge and played probably one of the best ball games that we've played since I've coached. And you know, when you play that way and win a team of the caliber of Thunder Ridge, you know, I was very pleased.
Again, you finished 2-1 in the tournament. Bennington on Tuesday, a team that, you know, you outscored them 28-18 in the second half, but you got down by so many early that it was hard to recover from a 25-6 deficit after the first quarter, and you fell 55-38. Well, they just really shot lights out in the first quarter and had some open looks from three that they were able to knock down. What were your overall thoughts of the Bennington loss there on Tuesday?
Well, you know, we played the JV game first, and I could tell the kids were kind of sluggish, and I was afraid that that's what was going to happen in the varsity game, and we come out and we just sit around on defense and let their shooters shoot the ball. And like you said, they shot lights out. I mean, number five, I can't remember her name, but you know, she had 21 points for the night. the Sloan girl, I think it is.
Yep.
And, you know, when something like that happens and you don't cover, you know, it's going to be hard to beat a team. And we just let ourselves, we had got too far down, and it was hard to catch back up. And, you know, we had a little run there in the second half, but we just couldn't put enough together to pull out a win.
Chase, coming up on Friday night, that's the final game before the break, as you have the Lady Cats, who are 0-4. It's been a struggle for them, but, you know, if you look at their schedule, three of their four losses are by single digits, but Thunder Ridge had their way with them there in that first game of the season. What do you expect to see from Chase on Friday?
Well, I'm not going to underestimate anybody, because last night, the way we played, I think anybody in the league could beat us, and but our girls will bounce back, and you know, Chase, like you said, struggling, but they've got some young girls that like to play basketball, and we just got to come out and be ready to play, and if we play how we know how to, we should come out with a win.
Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, again, thanks for the time this week, and good luck against Chase Friday night.
Yep, thanks, Dusty.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC. This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Nextech Internet or upgrade your current speed, and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Nextech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Nextech for details.
Welcome back in our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, joined now by Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights. Coach, a couple games since we talked last, actually three of them, as you finished out the preseason tournament with a loss to Osborne on Friday, 59-38, and then Thunder Ridge got you there on Saturday, 54-47, then a loss to Bennington on Tuesday, 57-26. Let's go back to those games at the preseason tournament. Really, both of these games in the fourth quarter, you're in them. You trailed by just three early against Osborne. You actually had a 9-point lead going into the fourth against Thunder Ridge, but just maybe some things down the stretch that didn't go your way.
Yeah, like I said, the Osborne game, the end quarter doesn't show how close we really were. We battled. I mean, we didn't play good at all the first quarter, and that's kind of played us all year. We can't ever put together a full good game.
Mm-hmm.
But against the Osborne, the Osborne game, we didn't play a good first quarter. Second quarter, we kind of started playing okay, and we battled back. I mean, I think we kind of had Osborne on their heels a little bit in the third. You know, we got within three, and it seemed like it was within 3 points for like it seemed like it lasted for 8 minutes. The whole quarter, we were within three. And we could never just get over that barrier. And they kind of turned it down in the fourth, and we got a little bit of foul trouble. And that's how it kind of, that game ended. You know, it kind of got, the score got a little outlandish there at the end. But, I mean, I was proud of the way the boys played against Osborne, the way we fought back and were able to get back with a three after playing so bad in the first half. And Thunder Ridge, I got to give credit to Thunder Ridge because, you know, we kind of had that game under control until the fourth quarter. And they put a press on us, which, I mean, we just kind of fell apart. You know, we handled their press okay in the first quarter. And then we, you know, like I said, I think we had an 11-point lead was the biggest lead we had, 11 or 12. And going into the fourth with a 9-point lead, and they came out and pressed us, and we kind of just fell apart, lost our minds a little bit, and turned the ball over, and they started running and kind of had us on our heels. And we couldn't. I think we might have scored 3 points in that fourth quarter. We couldn't find any offense either. But I give credit to Thunder Ridge because they really, you know, they. I mean, any team's going to see that we struggle with bringing the ball up with ball handlers. We're short on that, and that's kind of how they did us in the fourth quarter on Saturday.
Again, you fell to Bennington 57-26 there on Tuesday, a tough one for your team. And now you'll move on with Chase coming up on Friday night as you'll end out the first semester portion of your schedule. Chase is 1-3, but their three losses are a combined 8 points. So you know that they're very good. They beat Thunder Ridge by 25 to start the season. As you look at Chase, what do you expect to see there Friday?
Yeah, I've got some notes on Chase. And, you know, they made Thunder Ridge turn the ball over a lot. I think talking to Thunder Ridge coach, Thunder Ridge had 45 turnovers. So Chase likes to do a man press. And again, every team that's pressed us so far this year, we've kind of struggled with handling that. So that's what we're going to work on the rest of this week is being able to break a press and get it up the floor and get it over the half court line and get into our offense. We can run some efficient offense. And you know, Chase got some players that want to bang inside a little bit down low, and they got some good shooters too. And with our 2-3 defense, the key thing for us is being able to get out on shooters who are open and be able to extend that defense out a little bit and rebounding. We make progress and then we regress. It seems like every game between quarter and quarter on how we want to rebound out of our zone. So hopefully we can figure that out against Chase and keep them off the offensive glass. And I think we got a good shot with going into the break, getting a win, and going on a positive note over Christmas before we head into, you know, a couple games for the league tournament, because we're going to need to get some wins before we go into the league tournament.
Lakeside Coach Drew Deske here in a Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time and good luck against Chase on Friday.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chants are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Nextech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st.
Take care of all of your banking needs. Checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation
and operated and have been serving and supporting brands within their respective industries since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available at the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
We continue our Thursday locker room chats with Rock Hills head coaches Lauren Charles and Matt Hesting. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at kdcountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Kears Thriftway in Mankato, and by Bonert Welding in Jewel.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're pleased to be joined by Lauren Charles, the head coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. You finished out the tournament there at Cloud County Community College on Saturday, the Thunderbird Invitational, as you fall to Wakefield 44-30, and then at Lawrence Nelson, Nebraska on Tuesday night, a 56-16 loss. But just kind of looking back at these last two games, let's go back to Wakefield there on Saturday. Looks like you fought with them, but fell short there in the end. What were your thoughts on the finishing game of the tournament there on Saturday at Cloud County?
We've got to make shots. Mm-hmm. We missed a ton of shots on Saturday. Had we made our free throws down the line at the end, it might have been a different story. Might have been a different ending, but, you know, they're continuing to improve every single day.
When you look at Wakefield, what are the things that they did the most maybe that caused some problems for you? I know usually they're a pretty scrappy group, even if they're not always as talented as they want to be.
They played a lot of high pressure, mm-hmm. A lot of intense just defense that freaked us out, I guess. I'm not really sure what happened with us, but they played a lot of intense and then high-pressure defense.
Lawrence Nelson, Nebraska on Tuesday. I know they're perennially a pretty good team up there. And when you look at them, what were some of the things that they did that made them able to pull away there early?
Once again, high pressure. Mm-hmm. And then they just moved the ball a lot faster than we could move.
So again,
got a lot of shots.
Yeah.
So again, now with those two losses, you have one game left going into the break here. You have St. John's Tipton, and I know a very good team that was ranked number one there to start the season in Division II, and they're defending state champs in that class. But when you look at St. John's Tipton, I know, like we've talked about, you don't know a lot about the teams around here, not being from here. But St. John's Tipton, what do you expect to see from them coming up Friday night here in your final game before the semester ends?
Expect a lot of high pressure. I've watched, since I'm the junior high coach, I've seen how they kind of run the program there and how it's going to kind of just filter straight into high school. They've got some good athletes, and I'm ready just to play them and see what happens.
It's Lauren Charles, the head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here on our Locker Room Chats. Again, thanks for your time this week, Coach, and good luck on Friday night at Beloit.
Thank you very much.
Ho, ho, ho. Santa came early at Mankato Professional Pharmacy. He left behind some holiday goodies. At the pharmacy, we have something for everyone on your Christmas list. From winter home decor, ornaments for your tree, Bridgewater candles, warmers, and diffusers to make your house smell festive, Lancaster caramels and Russell Stover candies to pacify your sweet tooth. And to keep you warm in the winter, we have a great selection of scarves, vests, and boot warmers to choose from. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where we appreciate your business every day and wish you a healthy holiday season from Lyle Donner and staff.
You'll find great deals now through Thursday the 24th at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. They have Cook's Hams, whole or shank half, bone in, $1.39 a pound. That's now through Thursday the 24th, Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Don't miss the savings now through Thursday the 24th at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. They have in the produce department Halo Clementines, 3-pound bags for $2.99. Don't miss the savings now at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
And welcome back in our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're now with Matt Hesting, the head coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team. Coach, your team getting set now for one final game before the break, but let's go back to the last two games that you played. Had a championship game of the Cloud County Thunderbird Invitational there on Saturday. You fall to Washington County 57-26, and then you're at Lawrence Nelson, Nebraska. Tough 41-36 loss on Tuesday. I know you weren't at the game there on Saturday, but I'm sure you got the report from Coach Schultz. What were some of the things that maybe went wrong against Washington County there on Saturday? I know it's a very good team.
Yeah, well, it was a good game for us. I mean, it was a nice place to play, and it was nice to be playing in a championship game. But we just happened to be matched up in that deal with just a very, very good 2A power. I don't know where Washington's ranked right now, but probably pretty high. Been in the state tournament the last couple of years, and according to Coach Schultz, and from what I've been able to gather, you know, we're ahead 19-17 with about 2 minutes to go before half, and played a really, really nice first half, and kind of controlled the game, and did some good things, and knocked down some shots. And then when the second half rolled around, Washington made a few adjustments, went on a little run before half to get an 8-point lead at halftime. I think they went on a little 10-0 run right there. It kind of hurt us. And then they just beat the heck out of us in the third quarter. I think they just found their game, their 2A, you know, power game, and making shit, knocking down trays and stuff. And then we just went ice cold, I guess, and we just got hammered in the third quarter and stuff and got away from us. Got to take away two quarters for us anyway against a good team.
So, again, with Lawrence Nelson, Nebraska on Tuesday, a 41-36 loss. Close game there, but they were able to get the win on their home floor.
Yeah, another very good, you know, good outing for us. Been a pretty challenging schedule for us here before Christmas. This tough road game in Nebraska. Again, they're ranked in the top five up there in their division, which is equivalent to like 1A Division II down here. They've got a very, very good 6'5 kid that's averaging about 20, 22 a game that we was able to hold to 12 and everything. Tough environment up there, you know, small gym, two-man crew. They use a different ball. I really commended our kids. You know, I thought they stepped up to the adversity real well. I said, you know, that's just a really good learning experience to go on the road in an environment like that with a lot of different conditions and stuff and usually a little bit rougher game. I'm really proud of our kids. You know, we played really well in the first half. Had a 2-point lead. Had a little lapse coming out of the locker room, and I think Lawrence Nelson went on a little 8-0 run to get up by six. But it was never more than that. And we're down three and have the ball out underneath our own basket with about 30 seconds to go, and got a nice shot right at the at the rim that could have made it a 1-point game or even an N1, and didn't convert. And then they made two free throws in the last 15 seconds to win by 5. So we felt like defensively we just played very, very well, and offensively maybe just a little bit of a struggle. But like I said, we've played a very challenging pre-Christmas schedule, and we go into that same environment down here at Beloit on St. John's on Friday, but I think our schedule can only make us better down the stretch.
St. John's Tipton's 4-0, you know, just from me seeing them, I think they might be a little bit better than what I expected and some other teams might have expected here this season, but always a good team that you see in St. John's Tipton. Some quick thoughts on them, and what do you expect to see on Friday?
Yeah, well, they didn't surprise me any, I know, with a couple of nice players back and Davis Dubert and the supporting cast around there and a little bit of length and everything. I had them picked on top of our league and everything, and I expect them to be one of the best team in our league, and still do. And, again, I expect them to be pretty similar to like Lawrence Nelson. I expect St. John's maybe to be a little better offensively. You know, I thought Lawrence Nelson played his tough defense, and I know St. John's will too. And same kind of environment we're going to go into with a smaller, you know, a gym, a little noisy and a little jammed and stuff like that. So maybe Tuesday's game kind of get us ready for that. But it'll be a challenge, and we're kind of looking forward to it.
Matt Hastings, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and good luck down at Beloit on Friday.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Hi, Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
There's great savings now at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. They have best choice spiral hams, whole or half, bone in, $1.69 a pound. That's now through Thursday the 24th at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. You'll find great savings now at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. They have Cool Whip, whip topping, 8-ounce selected varieties for just 99 cents. That's going on now through Thursday, December 24th at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato.
Ho, ho, ho. Santa came early at Mankato Professional Pharmacy. He left behind some holiday goodies. At the pharmacy, we have something for everyone on your Christmas list. From winter home decor, ornaments for your tree, Bridgewater candles, warmers, and diffusers to make your house smell festive, Lancaster caramels and Russell Stover candies to pacify your sweet tooth. And to keep you warm in the winter, we have a great selection of scarves, vests, and boot warmers to choose from. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where we appreciate your business every day and wish you a healthy holiday season from Lyle Donner and staff.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Emily Carney and Cody Flynn. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action at KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Crop Production Services in Hunter.
We're back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 with Emily Carney, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas girls basketball team. Coach, two games since we talked last. You finished out the Tescott tournament against Southern Cloud, a tough loss to them. Southern Cloud's proven to be maybe a little bit better than what teams might have expected this year. They won 55-41 over your team on Friday. And just going back to Southern Cloud, what did they do that maybe caused the most problems for your team there?
They got to the free throw line. I think they made 21 of their free throws, and that really hurt us. That's a lot of points freebies we were giving up all night.
So, again, Southern Cloud gets the win there, and then you come back. You bounce back with a game against Lincoln, and, boy, Lincoln jumped out on you early in this one, and you trailed by 15 in the first quarter, but we were able to make the comeback to win it 52-41 over the Leopards. I know probably an exciting win for your team. Overall, what were your thoughts of the win there against Lincoln?
I thought it was a real good team win. Our shooting showed up last night there in the second half and really projected us to a win. Defensively, they stepped up and they got the stops they needed to get the win, and it was a much-needed win.
You talk about a much-needed win. How much confidence does that give you, especially against a team like Lincoln when you're trailing that early, and it's kind of the way the season's gone. You're 1-3 going into the game. I mean, how much does that do for your team as you move on?
I think it helps a lot. It shows them that they really can win, helps pick up their momentum maybe and their confidence in themselves.
So, again, with the win against Lincoln, you're now 2-3 on the season. You have Pike Valley just the one game left coming up before the break. The Lady Panthers have kind of been, not unlike yourself, a little up and down at times, but they're 3-1 and picked up a real nice win over Smith Center on Tuesday night. When you look at Pike Valley, what do they do that you're concerned the most about, and what do you expect to see from them?
Honestly, I haven't looked a whole lot at them yet, but I know they do have a guard that'll drive on us, and they've got a little more height for us. We're just going to have to make sure we're moving our feet and keep them off the foul line and keep ourselves out of foul trouble.
Emily Coney, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Lady Mustangs, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, again, thank you for your time this week, and good luck against Pike Valley Friday night.
Thank you.
It's the start to a new chapter in farming. Higher yields and increased returns with great Loveland products. Your area crop production services locations offers a full range of innovative, top-quality Loveland products for crop protection, plant nutrition, seed treatments, and much more, including the industry-leading adjuvants that Loveland is known for. See the ag professionals at Crop Production Services with locations in Beloit, Hunter, and Smith Center. And get growing.
Welcome back in our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're with Cody Flynn, boys basketball coach of Sylvan Lucas Mustang Basketball. Coach, two games since we talked last. You finished out the Tescott tournament with a 36-19 win over Southern Cloud, and then you fall to Lincoln there at home on Tuesday night, 49-22. Actually, excuse me, at Lincoln there at their place. But as you look at these last two games, a nice win for your team on Friday over Southern Cloud, 36-19. How much did it mean to get on the winning side for your young group?
You know, yeah, Dusty, it always means a lot when you can get a W in the first W of the year. It means a lot to the kids, and, you know, it gives them a little bit of confidence. We actually played incredible defense and actually ended up getting second in that tournament because they go on defensive points. And, you know, we really stressed our kids about, you know, playing defense, and that's something you can bring every night when the basketball's not going in the hoop sometimes. And so it was good to see them get rewarded, you know, with a plaque. Representing the good defense that they did play throughout the tournament, not only in the tournament, but also in that game. You know, Southern Cloud told them in 19 points that, you know, you're doing something correct. So we actually were very proud of the kids' effort and the game plan that we had put into place that executed it well. And, you know, so it was good to get a win and get off the schneid a little bit. And they have, you know, it helps when you have a young team, give them a little bit of confidence. And, and get on the winning end of the end of that tournament.
Again, you went on the road on Tuesday night. You fall to Lincoln 49-22. What did Lincoln do that caused maybe the most problems for your team there?
You know, Dusty, we just I'm not going to take anything away from Lincoln. You know, they have all five other starters are seniors, and the only kid that they really bring off the bench is also a senior, and you know they're a veteran group, and you know, we kind of try to throw a little junk defense at them and try to, you know, slow the game down, and then we kind of just, I don't know if we outfought ourselves or, you know, we were 7-4 after the first quarter, and six of those 7 points they earned off of press, and, you know, we just were in the wrong place, and then they got out and ran, and, you know, we kind of, you know, tried to do a triangle two a little bit, and then the Sims kid kind of went off, and so, you know, when you do those kind of things, I take just as much responsibility as the kids. You know, I was kind of disappointed. For the first time all year long, I thought our effort just wasn't up to par. And, you know, our intensity has been great in every game that we've played up to this point, and I just was kind of disappointed in that. And I told the kids, you know, after the game, it's something that we can control. Attitude and effort. You know, we got to bring good effort and good attitude, and we just didn't bring it that last night on the basketball court. And because of that, you know, it kind of got out of hand and got away from us. But, you know, you can overcome a lot of things, but if you don't play hard and bring a lot of passion and emotion to the game, it can get away when you're playing a veteran group, and that's kind of what happened last night. You know, they just they were just more physical than us. And And to our kids' credit, yes, they battle. We're battling an injury bug right now. You know, we're just not very deep, and we got one starter out with a partial torn pectoral muscle, and another one, you know, tweaked his ankle in practice the other day, and he's kind of just limping around a little bit. So, you know, we're kind of banged up right now. And you know, what we told the kids after the game last night was that you know, we got, you know, Pike Valley coming in our house on Friday, and then, you know, we need to get healed up over Christmas break.
With Pike Valley, what do you expect to see? They're 1-3. They won and lost to Smith Center during this part of the season, and they have losses to Rock Hills and Wakefield as well. What do you expect to see from Pike Valley?
Yeah, they're you know, Dusty, they're 1-3, but you know, they played some pretty good competition. Mm. You know, we've also played Wakefield. I know Rock Hills is ranked in the state. Smith Center has got a good group this year, and so you know, they've played a tough competition, and I know they're going to be extremely physical. Gary's been there a long time, done a great job with that basketball program, and you know, they're going to be physical. They're going to hit the boards hard, and they're going to get up a lot of shots, and so we're going to have to make sure we rebound and play good defense, and make sure that we are executing on offense, and and it gets back to playing hard and playing our style of basketball. And I, you know, like I said, I thought we kind of went away from that on Tuesday night, and it got away from us. So hopefully we can have two good days of practice here and prepare for the Panthers on Friday.
Cody Flynn, head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. Coach, thanks for the time again, and good luck against Pike Valley Friday.
Thanks, Dusty.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Catlin's Friendly Apple Market, Betker Supply, Brush Art Corporation, S&S Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10, as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmen, Lincoln Leopards, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.